Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, my friends, and of course, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Euro Daily Podcast with me, Andy Goldstein. And what a Thursday it is, gang, because of course, England are into the final of the Euros after smashing Denmark at Wembley, eh? Who doubted it? Not me. Gareth Southgate's Three Lions will beat Italy in the final on Sunday. This is how it all sounded on TalkSport. By the way, he's coming home.
It's Kane against Schmeichel to give England the lead for the first time in the semi-final. He's missed it. He put the rebound in though. It is 2-1 to England. 104 minutes on the clock. 16 minutes to go. Their captain delivers when the side, when the country need him most. How sweet is that roar? You better believe it. England are in a major final for the first time since 1966.
Conscious of everything that's gone before, you're conscious of what it means to our country at this moment in time. So to be able to give everybody another night like we have tonight, to be able to continue the journey with our nation and to give them another night to look forward to is, yeah, it's a very special feeling.
And Gareth Southgate now on his own away to my right, suited and booted, goes round the ground on his own, quite rightly. Yes, he goes as he digs deep and punches the air with his right arm, and again, and the emotion flows from the England manager.
I'm fortunate. I work with a fantastic staff. I work with some brilliant players. It's all of them that's earned it. It's a lovely moment for all of us. I'm not going to deny I didn't enjoy it at the end on the pitch with the fans, but in my head, we've got one more to go.
And this was the take of former Three Lions Sol Campbell.
For me, being an Englishman, you know, we're in a final.
We're in a final.
In England. Unbelievable. The emotion is just outflowing. Everybody. Unbelievable.
Oh, this
what
is special.
Unbelievable scenes.
This is special for Jim and for me as well. We've covered England around the world since 1990. And my word, we've not had many nights like this.
This was the take of England legend Stuart, don't call me psycho, please, Pierce, after the game. Or psycho, as I like to call him.
This group of players have dug deep. They've shown determination, will to win, togetherness, you name it. The whole lot's been there on display. And at the head of it has been a fella called Raheem Sterling.
Kane slipping it through. Saka trying to find Sterling. It is 1-1!
He has been absolutely magnificent from start to finish in this tournament so far.
The man of the moment, I have to say, Sterling, always on the front foot, propelled the team forward. I know Harry Kane got his penalty and stuck it away, stuck the winner away, but, you know, he got the penalty, Sterling.
Still going, and he's gone down! Yes! Penalty! to England.
Over now to the special one, TalkSport's very own Jose Mourinho.
For me, it's never a penalty. I think at this level, especially at this level, a semi-final of a Euro, I don't understand really the referee decision, and I don't understand even less the fact that the VAR didn't bring the referee into the screen or didn't turn the decision. For me, is never a penalty. Not with Vestergaard and not with the second defender. For me, is not a penalty.
Is it a dive? Yeah. Do I think it's a penalty? No. Do I care? Not one bit. Couldn't care less. And the dark arts of football is something that I've been very critical of England not having enough of in major tournaments, about finding a way to manipulate a decision from the referee. Because, you know what? We have missed the dark arts, yep. And that, I'll pat him on the back for that, because it's brilliant.
The right footed shot comes in, oh, it's scripted! Absolutely smashed in by Damsgaard, and England are behind with half an hour gone.
Pickford here and there showed a little bit of, I don't know, lack of concentration, or too nervous, or trying to do things too fast. I saw the mistake arriving. A part of that, I didn't see one single player that didn't play well or very well. Everybody was really performing at a high level.
Okay, Harry Kane, this is your moment.
Harry, another hoodoo overcome. It's final time, finally. How do you feel?
Yeah, I feel amazing, to be honest. What an occasion for us as a team, and obviously as a nation as well. It's never been done, never played in a European final before. And we had the opportunity of doing it here at Wembley. So credit to everyone involved. You know, a great performance today. Dug deep when we needed to. And now we've got the reward of a final. But of course, it's always in the back of your mind. It's all about winning. And we've got one more to go now.
But England are in a final. And as a supporter, there have been so many times where you've walked away from stadia, from tournaments, and you thought, will it ever happen? Will I ever see it? As an England fan, will I ever see England get to a final? And there have been so many moments where we've had so many near misses, but it's just such an emotional occasion. You make me.
I just want to start off by saying, you know, everybody can drop this, you know, Gareth Southgate stuff, and what a man. If anybody deserves it, it's him. You know, from the 96, and obviously you saw that interview, you know, where he got emotional and somebody asked him, and just brilliant.
Yeah, you sound quite emotional, James. You're right. Yourself,
mate. Oh, of course I am, yeah. Of course I am.
So we can hear from the England fullback now, and the fastest man officially in the world, Kyle Walker.
We set you on a mission way back 5 weeks ago in Rockcliffe when, you know, we all got together as a group and, we all kept it close to our hearts, but we wanted to be in this final, especially with it being in our home, you know, home turf. So to finally get here, the 5 weeks of sacrificing, not seeing your family, it means the world, and we need to, you know, we need to go and do ourselves proud, but our country proud as well.
England at home, I think you have to go to win it. If England doesn't win it, I think it will be a double frustration, because now it is so close. It's just about one match, of course, a big match.
It's going to be England's night. It has to be England's night. It's got to be.
Back now to the Roma boss, Jose Mourinho, on England's opponents in the final on Sunday. Of course, it's Italy and their potential weaknesses.
Italy, of course, is a team very famous by know-how and by pragmatism and by coping with extreme pressure situations. Will be a big, big match like today it was, but Italy has even more potential than Denmark has, so I'm waiting for a really big final.
Tries up, Morata goes all the way through, and Spain have the equalising goal!
They were very, very good until yesterday, and I think yesterday they were really in trouble. Also in extra time, and when you have a bench full of different players, you can try a little bit more. And I was feeling, and in England, of course, we know Adama Traore very, very well. And I was just thinking, guys on cramps, Chiellini completely dead. I thought Adama can come now, you know, he can destroy.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Wouldn't it be nice to hear from one of the members of Atomic Kitten? Well, you're in luck. Because here's Liz McLaren. McLaren. Here's Liz from Atomic Kitten. and she admitted she'll never be able to look England manager Gareth Southgate in the eye over the group's re-released hit song, Football's Coming Home Again.
Liz, the question is in everybody's lips here. What does Gareth think about it? I mean, never mind singing the Gareth Southgate version. Can we get him involved in it?
To be honest, I'm a bit uncomfortable singing You Still Turn Me On. I look like what?
Do you know what? I didn't even think about that. If you ever get to serenade him in person, you're not going to be able to look at him in the eye when you sing that particular line.
I think it will be like, you can help me, you know, probably singing that bit for sure. Talking of the one, you still turn me on,
football's coming home again. On now to the Scotland football legend that is Super Ally McCoist, admitting he'd rather be punched in the face by Tyson Fury than sing three lines.
I'll be honest with you, I would rather walk into the ring with Tyson with a pair of boxing gloves on, throw my chin in his general direction and say, Tyson, have some of that if you fancy it, than sing those words.
Let's make this fight happen, you big dosser.
Have I made that crystal clear enough?
That was pretty clear. How fed up are you of hearing It's Coming Home?
No, I'm not. No, do you know something? Like I said to you before, it's a catchy wee number. I'm over it. Listen, I do not grudge anybody the excitement and the enthusiasm to look forward and see their team do well. And that's where I'm on it. It's coming home.
And speaking of Tyson Fury, our Fight Night presenter Gareth Alfred Davis caught up with heavyweight champion of the world ahead of the trilogy fight with Deontay Wilder, live and exclusive on TalkSport later this month. Oh, I didn't know that. Let's see if I can put him for a jolly. The Gypsy King said that he was fully focused on the task at hand.
Do you know what? I'm here to do a job, and however I get that job done is however it's going to go. And, you know, I can't really do much more than I'm doing, Gareth. We can only do our best in life, and I can't wait to execute my game plan on the night.
On February the 23rd last year, you utterly dominated him. You had him down, you had him out, and his corner retired him.
Live on TalkSport, the big fight. The biggest fight in Vegas. It's in the end, and Wilder's down! Fury's got Wilder down in the third round, the huge right hand.
What do you make of the vow of silence he took against you, the fact he's on weights this time, he's building his body up? Most observers think his only chance is really to try and come forward against you in this fight because he's not going to outbox you.
I don't know. I don't look into it too much. I don't look into what Deontay's doing or his new training methods or anything. For me, it's not really about the opponent. It's always about what I bring. Let's put it this way. I haven't found anyone to beat me so far, so I look forward to the challenges.
England's football team have created great well-being in the country in the last couple of weeks. Have you got a message for the boys when they go out there and play at Wembley?
I think they've been doing absolutely fantastic. And you know what I've got to say to everyone out there? It's coming home, it's coming, football's coming home.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, where you ever get your podcast from. I'm back, of course, on my show tonight alongside the fun boy Jason Cundy at 10 p.m. Don't, of course, forget to press that subscribe button. Just for you. Just do it for me. Thank you. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Euro Daily podcast out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.